Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back to your one-stop shop for horror news, true crime, and real-life tales of the unexplained. Monsters at Midnight, The Revenge. Episodes of Monsters upload on a bi-weekly format every other Saturday. I'm your host, your favorite escaped madman, loose on the airwaves, terrorizing your eardrums, Matt Schaefer. Happy Halloween! A special bonus episode to treat your candy bucket this October. I'm going to be talking about six albums you should be spinning every spooky season. Lock your doors, bolt your windows, and turn out the lights. Monsters at Midnight, The Motherfucking Revenge rides again. As you're well aware, I'm a big movie fan. And if you weren't aware, music is something I'm just as passionate about. And no Halloween is complete without a Halloween playlist. For the past 3 years, I've created unique playlists to go along with my favorite holiday, and there's always a handful of albums I keep high in rotation. Here's a list of six albums perfect for when the leaves change and the air turns cold. This list is in no particular order, just a collection of stuff I recommend you check out. Let's rock. Getting the obvious out of the way, Hellbilly Deluxe by Rob Zombie is a must-listen. The Shock Rocker's debut solo album after years with White Zombie is still probably the crowning achievement in his discog, though the follow-up, The Sinister Urge, fucking rips too. You're immediately hit with three of Zombie's biggest singles, Super Beast, Dragula, and Living Dead Girl. Any of these three, if not all of them, should be on your Halloween party mix right now. Beyond that, the album shows no signs of slowing down. Deeper cuts like Demonoid Phenomenon and Meet the Creeper showcase the album's immaculate production and aggressive metal riffs, while tracks like Spook Show Baby and Return of the Phantom Stranger are steeped in the moody horror themes and motifs that have become synonymous with the artist. Vocally, Zombie is at the top of his game, and the composition of the songs are an irresistible fusion of industrial and heavy metal that can simultaneously get you headbanging and dancing your ass off. An album so iconic it would permeate pop culture of that time. Remixes and original cuts would show up on movie soundtracks throughout the late 90s and early 2000s. And though the quality of Zombie's efforts would wane over the years, it cannot be overstated just how huge the album was and how well it holds up in 2023. But if we're gonna talk about Zombie, we gotta talk about Black Sabbath. The heavy metal genre would surely not exist were it not for the pioneering guitar riffs of Tony Iommi and the plodding rhythm of Geezer Butler and Bill Ward. Topping it all off is the deeply haunting and 100% unique vocals of Ozzy Osbourne. Master of Reality, for my money, is Sabbath's best effort. Kicking off the album is the iconic looped cough of Iommi after taking a joint hit, leading us right into the doomy, sludgy ode to marijuana, Sweet Leaf. Naturally, Ozzy and Sabbath are infamous for their drug use, but just as paramount are Butler's lyrics of death, paranoia, war, and isolation. Children of the Grave and Into the Void are just as heady and introspective as they are heavy and catchy. The production is immaculate, even 52 years later. The band's influence can still be heard to this day, but it's impressive just how hard and varied this album remains. Sabbath was one of the best to do it, and if you're looking for a place to start, this album is the one. I had to pick at least one soundtrack for this list, and it's a powerful one. Goblin's soundtrack for Dario Argento's Suspiria is not just one of my favorite horror film scores, but one of my favorite scores full stop. The prog rock group's haunting melodies come from a place of simplicity, but build into a layered cacophony that becomes simply nightmare fuel. The film's main theme is incredible, a light and simple main theme that is simultaneously playful and devilish, indicative of the film's themes of innocence and witchcraft. The synth buildup lets loose a fury of sound that sees people chanting and singing along to the melody. It's masterful. Other cuts on the album are ambient walls of percussion and ghostly wailing, as well as aggressively funky pieces to suit the late 70s era of the film, a soundtrack that perfectly mirrors the Technicolor ghoulish visuals of the film. Up next, we have the modern classic from Clipping, Visions of Bodies Being Burned. If you're a fan of experimental, noisy music and horrorcore hip-hop and you've been sleeping on Clipping, you need to get on that shit. David Diggs? yes, the dude from Hamilton, is one of the best MCs in the game right now, and his bars are straight fire, alluding to not only horror films, but real-life atrocities drenched in sensationalized dread. Say the Name, the opener, is straight up the story of Candyman while dealing with dark fantasies and obsession. How many rap songs are you going to hear that uses the sound of bees as a part of the beat? 96 Nev Campbell is another heater, featuring Cam and China as bad bitch final girls against Diggs' interpretation of Ghostface. But beyond that, we also have tracks about the ethereal and the supernatural, as in the case of She Bad and Something Underneath. However, the real show stealer is Check the Lock, a song that has been immortalized in our friend group thanks to a beautifully minimalistic beat and a fantastic hook. A song about paranoia in the gang world, you also see Diggs pulling from real-life terrors in tracks like Eaten Alive and Body for the Pile. When social injustice is married with horror film buzzwords, you've got something truly special. An album that rivals the work of Rage Against the Machine in terms of lyrical content, but can stand toe-to-toe with any early Eminem or Ghetto Boys LP. Well, I may as well give them what they want. Let's talk about Dead Man's Party by Oingo Boingo. To be clear, Dead Man's Party is not my favorite by Boingo, but it is undoubtedly the one that's best suited for the Halloween season. From the title track alone, Danny Elfman's composition and lyrics are on full display. A dance-ready new wave banger that would go on to be the anthem for the band. A song that evokes the playful and spooky works that Elfman would go on to contribute for films like The Nightmare Before Christmas and Beetlejuice. And of course, you can't talk about Boingo without mentioning that horn section, and goddamn, is it the best on this album. On top of that, you have the theme for Weird Science and the deranged Halloween sleeper hit, No One Lives Forever, a song so intense but so catchy that it could only have come from the mad brilliance of Oingo Boingo. Even the less traditionally spooky songs are fucking classic. Stay was a mainstay hit for the group, and Just Another Day is such a perfect opener, it's envious. The lush guitar work and driving marimba beat leads you into one of the best and most slept-on albums of the 1980s. To finish off, I have to give some love to Akira Yamaoka's soundtrack for the masterpiece that is Silent Hill 2. This is one of my favorite video games, and the soundtrack is nothing short of genius. Yamaoka cut his teeth with an already incredible score for the first game, but the somber, moody, lonely, and terrifying soundtrack he cooked up for the second entry is that much better. Theme of Laura sets a mood for the whole album and the game as a whole. Mysterious guitars and mandolin give way to a song that is both catchy and sad. Promise Reprise is another iconic track that is so heart-wrenching, a piano ballad that is uneasy yet welcoming, as if representative of the town itself and the struggles our characters will be facing. And that's to say nothing of the ambient pieces on this. Silent Hill is famous for its amelodic walls of noise and percussion that bombard the player as they descend into a dark and maddening otherworld within the locales of the town. Ashes and Ghosts is aggressively frightening, a song that grabs you by the balls and has you begging for something more pleasant to break through. I, of course, encourage you to play the game, but if you don't have the time or the patience for video games, the soundtrack for Silent Hill 2 will take you on a journey in its own right. Thank you so much for listening. Be sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram and subscribe to the Monsters at Midnight YouTube channel. Have thoughts on today's episode or suggestions for future ones? Shoot us an email at monsters.midnight@gmail.com, midnight spelled incorrectly. You can also follow me on Letterboxd at letterboxd.com/mathflamingo. I try to write about everything I watch, so if you want thoughts on non-horror movies, you can head over there. Until next time, my tender lumplings.